So it's Tuesday, and we're checking in with Hannah from the Greenfield Business Association. And a reminder that our conversations this month are brought to you by Pioneer Valley Squared, right, Hannah?
That's right, PV Squared. They're a cooperative that does solar panels. Heart and solar, my favorite slogan.
And we've been on this cooperative kick this month, which is kind of cool. Did you mention it's National Cooperative Month or something to that nature?
It is exactly of that nature. It's okay. National Cooperative Month.
All right. And in the studio, boy, it's a busy studio this morning.
I know.
There's a lot of people here. So can you go through all the people,
Hannah? I absolutely can. And I'm so grateful that they all came in to hang out with us. It is Chelsea, Lisa, and Missy from Greenfield Cooperative Bank.
Yes. Oh, well, welcome to you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And representing, you know, different parts of the bank. And, of course, we all don't want to speak at once. Who wants to go first? Do we want to start off? Missy, you want to start off first?
Okay, sure, Kevin.
All right. So Greenfield Cooperative Bank, you know, first of all, Greenfield Cooperative Bank, certainly an institution here in the Franklin County area for years and years and years. And you are in the loan department, right?
Correct. I'm in the residential lending department. So we offer a variety of mortgage products with competitive rates, including first-time homebuyer loans. And recently we introduced our Homegrown Heroes mortgage specifically for heroes rooted in our community, including military, police, nurses, EMS, and folks that work in our school systems. And we have an awesome pre-approval program.
So what makes it awesome?
We actually are going to collect documents similar to when you're going for a mortgage once you have an accepted offer.
Oh, okay.
So we collect all pay stubs, W-2s, tax returns if you're self-employed,
oh, yes,
bank statements.
Yep.
We're vetting everything to do with the application. The only piece that we need is an appraisal on the property, like once you're ready to go live.
I bet the real estate agents really do like that an awful lot, an awful lot.
Right.
Okay, up next.
I can go.
Oh!
Are you fine with that?
Okay, all right, go ahead.
So, hello, I'm Lisa Granger. So, I am the manager of the main office.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been there for about 17 years now.
What?
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Amazing.
In Greenfield?
Yes.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah, this November will be 17 years. So
okay.
Very happy about that.
All right, talk about your typical day at Greenfield Cooperative Bank.
Obviously, servicing customers, working with staff, you know, of course, getting out in the community. So, you know, I also do loan applications. So basically, working with customers, working with loans, working with the community, working with staff. So that's kind of what my job entails.
It's Cybersecurity Month.
Yes.
And I know Greenfield Cooperative Bank is really involved in that focus of being safe online. Cybersecurity, it's a big topic.
Right.
So what are you doing over there at Greenfield Cooperative Bank?
Well, so right now the bank is taking part in a campaign. It's called Banks Never Ask That. And the reason for the campaign, it really just centers around what steps our customers can take to protect themselves against fraud.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing is review your monthly bank statements. Or if you have online banking access, you can review your account activity whenever you like. The more often that you're viewing your account activity, the better, because it just allows you to act quickly if you notice an issue.
Sure.
The second thing is, if you receive a phone call asking for any confidential information, just stop and end the call.
Yes.
Like hang up?
Like hang up. Like
literally
hang up.
Like we used to do in old days?
Yes, hang up.
Yes, banks never ask that. That's such a good slogan.
And so the reason for that is because you can always call the place of business back using the phone number on the back of a debit card, on the back of a credit card. Also, just be aware that phone numbers can be misleading. So for example, if you see a 413 area code on your caller ID, it doesn't necessarily mean, it doesn't guarantee that that caller is local.
Sure.
So that's a big one that we've seen out there as well.
Okay.
Websites. Just overall, if you notice anything that doesn't look right, reach out to the bank immediately. The quicker that we can make moves on anything that is out there that's, you know, on your account, not legitimate, the better.
Oh, so good information.
Great.
Definitely for the day and age in which we live in. Welcoming Chelsea now. You talk to businesses, don't you?
I do.
Lots of businesses.
I do.
Thank goodness.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Chelsea DePault.
Yep.
I've worked for the bank for 15 years. So I have worked, the first 5 years were in various roles, and the last 10 have been in commercial lending.
Mm-hmm.
We refer to commercial lending as the Wild Wild West. We are very different from the residential side, but what we're doing is we're tailoring loans to our customers' needs and the opportunity that they have at that time. We have commercial lenders in multiple branches throughout Franklin, Hampshire, and Hamden counties.
Okay.
So we try our best to have the borrowers work with lenders within the closest proximity to them and their business. We offer commercial mortgages, equipment loans, working capital lines of credit. We are a preferred lending partner with the Small Business Association, so we offer SBA loans. We're really looking to build commercial relationships with borrowers. So those relationships include both loans and deposits. And if we ever find that we can't make a loan, which does happen, unfortunately, sometimes we do try our best to refer them to another local lender who can, like the Franklin County CDC.
All right. Yeah. Strangest business idea that someone's come in with and was looking for a loan.
What a good question.
I don't want to out anybody.
No, out people. Come on. Yeah, that's fine.
A float tank business.
A float tank
where
business.
Where you go and float in salt baths.
Yeah. Oh, float tank
where
business.
Where you go and float in salt baths.
Yeah. Oh, well, interesting.
I was blown away.
Okay.
It was very cool.
You learned an awful lot, didn't you?
I sure
you?
Did.
Well, I learned an awful lot this morning. Hannah, did you learn something?
I learned so much, and I talk to these ladies often, so this was so great. Thank you all so much for coming in.
Yeah, thank all of you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. You bet. Find it in Greenfield on Bear Country 95.3.